Well, it was a first step, and frankly, it wasn't implemented then, nor is it implemented now the way I had originally conceived it. In the beginning, I wanted to see a chief financial officer that was completely independent of the political process. In fact, I thought we would create kind of a separate type person. Now, I hadn't defined what that separateness was, but I was thinking of someone like the Comptroller General, who had a 15-year term that was not coterminous with anyone's election. But that didn't end up being the case, because a series of compromises had to be made. You can imagine a bill this big going through Congress. I was a junior member of the minority party. Now, how did I even think that I could get it passed? It was passed a year after I left, but something happened that was fortuitous on this, and that's the 1987 problem we had with the market, the collapse, and just before that, the S&L crisis. So Congress was looking for something to tell the public, listen, we feel your pain, we understand it, we have to be more accountable, and they took my bill and they started to seriously consider it. But the way it ended up, and thank God it was passed, even though it didn't pass the way I wanted it to be passed, it ended up that the CFO was put in the Treasury Department. When I saw that, I did an op-ed piece for the Washington Post, I believe, in 1990, saying that that's like putting the fox in the chicken coop, because now you have a conflict, because the Treasury, obviously, is a creature of the administration, whether it's Democrat or Republican. And here we want numbers to be honest. We want numbers to be true. We want numbers to be divorced from the political process. And, Jane, that is the problem with everything today. Politics trumps numbers. Politics trumps accountability. It's easy to say accountability and governance and transparency, but what do they mean? They mean good accounting. They mean reporting that's adequate and understandable. And they mean a budget process that makes sense. Every one of those three is broken in some way. And I could go for an hour to tell you, because I speak about this, around the country through Truth in Government. I'm a volunteer. Nobody pays me to do it. I believe in the last quarter of my life, I'm 68 now, this is the thing that I've got to do, educate the public, mainly young Americans. I give my book away, Unaccountable Congress. It doesn't add up. I wrote it in 92. I just give it away. If people give me donations, and a lot of it's my money, I just order the book 10,000 copies at a time and just give it away. Information is the currency of democracy. That's what Thomas Jefferson said.
All right, so based on that, and based on the book that you've written and some of the articles that you've written and the fact that you're speaking out now, I'm assuming that this next round, the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act, is, I think, ripe for all kinds of problems. I mean, but they're here. The accountants are here trying to figure it out, get on top of it, and be more responsible with the American taxpayer dollars. What do you think of the requirements that they've already initiated, and do you think we'll get a transparency and accountability as the Obama administration has promised?
I hope we do, but already we see the Obama administration backtracking on some important things. If you read the papers recently, you would see that the banking lobby had a big win. We were supposed to have a completely restructured financial system, but it looks now like we're starting with the one that created the problem, and we're adding some bells and whistles to it. I would have thought this would have been a good time to rethink whether or not we should have killed Glass-Steagall, which separated banks from the investment banks. So, the jury is still out on this, but I, at this point, don't see the changes that I thought a new president with a great new mandate, because of his popularity, should have made. So, but let's not, we have tough times, and I know that I testified before the Federal Accounting Standards Advisory Board in February, and I agreed with them that we needed a new statement on fiscal unsustainability of the federal government if we don't start changing things. And therefore, accountants have a moral obligation to start presenting forward-looking information, maybe information that can't be audited. Right now it's going to be a supplementary. Hopefully it can be audited, so that we point the way as to where this country is going by giving information that would resonate with sophisticated readers. So I don't know exactly where we're going on that, but I do know that right now we have to give the administration the benefit of the doubt. We need to keep people in their homes, and we need to keep them on their jobs, in their jobs. So it's going to take a year or two before we start really measuring the results of what's going on.